A tale of love, peace, and friendship.
Dear Grandpa Tree, I wish that we could stay friends forever. Me, Dashen, and Haiyan.
Friends forever!
Friends forever!
Based on real events, Echoes of Ku Liang, a radio drama series, relates the warm and vibrant life stories of the Ku Liang friends set in the historical tapestry of the 20th century.
Match!
We'll gather the balls for you!
Let's see if we can catch some big fish and ask my mom to make some fishbowl soup tonight!
Do you guys know what I can do?
Bing, bing, an, an.
Ping, bing. Ping, an. Ping, an. Symbolizing being safe.
床前明月光，疑是地上霜。
Moonlight,
举头望
明月 ，at the foot of my bed,
思故乡。
Seeming like frost on the ground.
With spellbinding performances and immersive sound effects, Echoes of Ku Liang, crafted by CGTN Radio, will premiere this April on radio and all major podcast platforms.
Such a beautiful story.
Follow Echoes of Ku Liang as it unfolds across generations, bridging continents and cultures in a celebration of love, friendship, and the enduring spirit of home.
Hometown. How far we apart. Where we call it home.
Discussion keeps the world turning.
This is Roundtable.
You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young. I'm joined by Xing Yu and Yu Shun in the studio. Coming up, in the digital age, our cell phone numbers have become sort of like digital IDs, tethering us to various online platforms. But what if that virtual tether is severed? When your old phone number is resurrected, your digital history may rise from the grave. And here's the truly unsettling part, this ghostly data history may be now beyond your control. Is there anything you can do about it? Of course you can. We'll tell you how. And let's taste the contradiction of cherry blossom flavor. It's captivatingly beautiful, yet artificially crafted. We'll peel back the petals to reveal the truth. Our podcast listeners can find us at Roundtable China on Apple Podcast. If you have a question that you'd like us to answer in a future show, whether it be something that happened in the news or something you've been wondering about, you could email us a voice memo to ezfmroundtable@foxmail.com. Now, let's move on to the next topic of discussion today. In today's world, when so much of our daily activities, from paying for utility bills to trading stocks, are carried out online through our smartphones, your cell phone number could serve as a kind of ID in the digital sphere. Have you ever wondered what might happen if you've canceled your old cell phone number? Could it potentially be resurrected from the dead with your data history attached, now beyond your control? Recently, this concern has sparked a trending hashtag on Chinese social media, hashtag canceling phone number equals selling oneself out, has attracted 160 million views and ignited a heated discussion on microblog Weibo as phone and internet users share their frustrations. So canceling your phone number is kind of like or equivalent to laying yourself bare in the internet world. I think essentially this is what the hashtag is going for. So explain, what is this phenomenon?
So this topic actually originates from a video posted on social media platform by police officers from the Tongling in Anhui province in southern China. So the video warns that canceling your phone number is like selling yourself out, because if you're carelessly canceling a phone number, it can lead to your financial losses. So the logic goes like, when a phone number is no longer in use or wanted, and if you cancel it, the operator may reissue the number for sale in the market after a certain period of time. And if at this time some of your accounts are still not unlinked from your old phone number, The next person who uses your phone number can use it to log in to these various apps such as Alipay or WeChat, etc., and using phone verification codes. And this will result in some safety issues of your account or financial losses. So this is more likely from an old user's perspective. There are also some new users' perspective. So according to a Xinhua report, many new owners who have activated old numbers inherit the previous owner's online assets or liabilities and even criminal records, and which may cause great distress in their personal life. So that's why a lot of netizens are sharing their related experiences and saying that their phone numbers being re-registered and used by others, and they will receive calls from strangers which were actually intended for the previous users of that number.
Well, personally, I haven't encountered this situation because I have been using the same phone number since college. I don't know if Yushun, you have the same experience like me. The SIM card or the phone number card was sent to me via this admission letter, and I have been using this ever since. So on one hand, it's not necessary for me to change the phone number in the first place, and also I could imagine how troublesome it can be, you know, because various apps nowadays are linked to your phone number, if not all. And some of these platforms, they require you to register with your phone number. And so that makes the situation where your phone number is a valuable piece of information that actually can reveal a lot about yourself. And the next user of your previous phone number can have access to a wide range of personal information about you. Probably some are not intentional, and some of them, they're not willing to know that much about you. I have seen some incidents where a new user, they had been receiving the unwanted calls because the previous owner of this phone number is in debts. So that can be very troublesome, but I think it has become a topic because many users, they are not aware of this potential risk of, you know, canceling your phone number.
So I've seen these stories of, well, let's talk about the new user's perspective. So you get these unwanted calls or text messages, and people even got like notifications of the previous owner of this phone number has paid for their monthly mortgage and car loan and installments. And then it sounds like a nuisance, but that... well, if you are a good person, then I guess it's a nuisance. But if, let's say, this information falls into nefarious actors, then it might become a problem, especially when, you know, like you guys mentioned, so many of the verification numbers go straight to your mobile phone. And yeah, that means access to different online platforms. But Yushun, could you help us understand what are the worst case scenarios?
Yes. So first of all, from the example that you said, we know that some of the people can actually get your home address through these verification or these text messages. And also if this new user has some, you know, bad intentions and they log into the previous user's account, maybe this social media account, maybe that's your financial account. So for example, Alipay or WeChat Pay, if you logged in there, they can know actually how much of money you have and they can actually spend all of that. And totally. And not only your money, your home address, your vehicle information, electricity bills or gas bills, everything they can get. And if this person is kind enough, they may go, you know, just unregister everything for you or for themselves. But some of them may not have that good intention, and they may use this information for some, you know, bad things.
All right. And this is not the first time that people's attention have been drawn to this issue, and the three main telecom operators in China, they have stood up and responded to this issue. What's the latest that they've announced?
The three main telecom operators in China have responded that actually all of these phone numbers are recycled according to national regulations. But when you cancel your phone number, you'll have to wait for 90 days in case you have changed your mind and you want to reclaim your number. But after this 90-day period, previous phone numbers, they can be deactivated and disconnected and then probably reassigned to other users. I think many problems arise because if you don't unlink all of your apps or bank accounts and other platforms within these 90 days, then when the number is reactivated, the new user is able to access some of your personal information, like Yushun said. Mm-hmm. And actually, this something similar is going on internationally, because in the U.S. too, for instance, like Line 2 telecom operator, also when a user's account is canceled, the phone number will be placed on hold for a certain period of time before it's being returned to their inventory for reassignment. So I think that's a universal thing going on in the world.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, surprise, surprise, there is a finite supply of phone numbers. So one gets canceled and then it re-enters the pool for new users to get hold of them. And that's essentially what's happening. Could you please also explain why this has to be the case and how widespread? Well, it is pretty common, I guess, for countries to do this.
Yeah, so first of all, the thing is that we need to know that the number of available phone numbers is limited. So recycling or reusing these phone numbers is inevitable. So in China, although phone numbers consist of 11 digits, but the first three digits represent different telecom operators. And the middle four digits represent regions. So the only least four digits are depend on you, and you can choose, basically. If a number is not reused after all of these people's cancellation, the pool of available numbers will gradually decrease. And also, another reason is that, you know, it is so hard for example, your telecom operator to actually unlink all of your, account associations just by themselves, because they do not know which platform you have registered. And also, these platforms do not know which operator you are. Oh, maybe they know because you have the numbers. But the platforms cannot communicate with these telecom operators. So when a phone number is canceled, the platforms are unaware of it. Therefore, achieving this goal, is just like, you know, making the whole world speak the same language. You know, it involves very much hurdles, such as accessing databases, both for the platforms and the telecom operators, and obtaining permissions by just, you know, canceling all of the association by one click. So at least this is very hard today.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because you're essentially touching on this main, I guess, the crux of the issue. That is, well, whose onus should it be on when it comes to canceling old phone numbers? And just given the fact that now it feels with every app you use, or also shops that you purchase something with, they all want your phone number. Or sometimes WeChat sort of follow them or whatnot. So whose responsibility should it be? We used to assume that, oh, it should be the
telecom operators.
You should be doing it all. And now maybe there are some other thoughts we can talk about.
Yeah, I think it's the user's wish to have this magic button. You know, when you put that button and everything, every platforms you have linked before, they can be unlinked, and everything probably can be, every piece of information can be erased. out of that phone number, but that's not feasible right now. But I have seen some efforts being done by the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, as well as some major telecom operators. They have launched this tool that allows users to check which platforms their phone number is linked to. So far, there are only 16 platforms you can check. Most of them are commonly used ones, like WeChat, Taobao, Alipay, and Douyin, etc. And users can then manually unlink their phone number from these platforms. So I think efforts definitely have been done in this regard, but yeah, still a long way to go. I think what's more important is for each user to be more cautious about canceling your phone number.
Oh, hey, here comes a question that is not directly linked to this, but I've always wondered, you know, whenever you get on a new app these days, they ask for your phone number, or sometimes they ask for your WeChat number or your WeChat name, your WeChat registration.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and usually I think these are the two options you can pick once you subscribe, register on a new online platform. And I wonder what you guys think. This is probably just off the top of your head, which is perfectly fine. Which is the safer option, or which is the option that you've picked? Because I've thought that, oh, I don't really want this platform to know my WeChat stuff, nor do I want to expose my friends. So I usually go for the traditional phone, cell phone number. But also I wonder, would they be able to get data from that? I hope not. I thought this more traditional method would keep my friends safe anyway. So have you guys ever thought about this?
Yes, yeah. Actually, I had the same feeling of you, He Yang. So I normally will go for the phone number.
Interesting.
Yeah, because actually, if they like have my phone number and they would like to send text messages or make phone calls to me, it's fine. I can just ignore the message or ignore the phone call. But if they have my WeChat account, they may maybe, you know, because WeChat account linked to a lot of things. And then in that case, they may also maybe in some way they sell my personal information to other platforms. And then we don't know what they will do. And also, actually, this is not a new thing, to be honest, when we're thinking about changing a phone number and you need to unlink everything. So actually, I think the most we can do, or the people who may take the main responsibility, is the individual ourselves.
Because us?
Yeah,
I
bummer.
Think so. as I said, there are just so many platforms that you linked with, and you actually need to know that whether you're going to use that platform and you need to unlink or change the phone number that you link with this platform.
Okay.
I'll just go back to the situation that you mentioned. I think different from you guys, I would choose WeChat verification, because when you choose your phone number, then it will send you a verification code. And then I think it can be a little bit troublesome. So I would directly go to WeChat. But sometimes after I register with my WeChat account, and then it will direct the screen to the phone number verification process. So yeah, that's kind of...
So still they will get your phone number.
Yeah, well, now you've got, well, I don't think we've got it figured out, but at least we know more, a little bit more about it. So what is the proper way to cancel your old phone number because you don't want to use it anymore? And what should one be mindful of when doing so?
I actually conducted a test when I was in school, because I was about to change my phone number. Just like you, I had a phone number registered by like my school, and I wanted to change it because all of the services that I need to deal with need to be at my school if I'm using that phone number. But anyway, I tried to change that phone number. Then I found that some platforms require the verification code of the old phone number, and some only require, you know, just rebinding the new phone number while logged in. So this is actually a big project if you would like to change your phone number. When you want to change the phone number of all platforms, it's best to do it before you cancel your old phone number and after you get the new one. So at the moment that you have two phone numbers.
Oh, so during that 90-day grace period.
That's not even enter the 90 days. You haven't canceled yet.
Okay.
So at the moment that you have two phone numbers, you can actually, I think, fluently change everything.
Oh, that's very useful.
Yes.
Practical. Yes. What else can you do?
I think for those who have decided to change or cancel your phone number, it's better to back up your contacts and also, first of all, unlink your bank cards, unlink your financial apps like Alipay, and also update the phone number linked to your social media accounts such as WeChat, Weibo, and also modify information for your online shopping and food delivery platforms. And probably for those who have supermarket or mall membership cards, it's necessary to update that information too. And also for students, probably they have your accounts with this student information network. Probably these modifications should be made as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think one thing I'd like to highlight here is actually, I know this sounds old-fashioned, but please just physically go to your physical bank branch and change your get rid of the old one, make it official, get rid of the old phone number and update them with the information, the essential information of your new phone number, because all that money transaction that happens, even with the online digital wallets and payment methods, it's all connected to your traditional banking. So if you go right to the root of it, that is my dear old bank account, and make sure that that is all sorted out. Because, you know, even if people find some of your bank on information online and do stuff, a lot of the verifications and stuff still requires you to go to the bank to do it. So then, you know, just to get it right over there in the bank, and then we'll talk. And there are some other ways, apparently, that these telephone operators have tried to quell public worries. And Yushun, you mentioned that you have some suggestions here.
Yeah, so although these telecom operators have provided responses, they need to further address public concerns, because still some of them, it's hard for them to actually to go to each one of their platforms and then unlink them. So, for example, before a user's phone number is canceled, there should be a sufficient notifications regarding the related risks and recommended actions, and also considering whether to extend the current 90-day, what we say, cooling off period before a phone number is reissued into the number pool could allow users more time to make necessary arrangements.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And coming up, the cherry blossom flavor may just be spring's prettiest illusion. It's alluring yet artificial. We'll dive right in. Stay tuned.
Looking for passion? How about fiery debate? Want to hear about current events in China from different perspectives? Then tune in to Roundtable, where East meets West and understanding is the goal.
It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, He Yang. I'm joined by Xingyu and Yushun in the studio. Spring peaks, cherry blossoms bloom, and petals fell in fleeting beauty. The popularity of cherry blossom flavored foods labeled as seasonal limited has skyrocketed. However, some consumers expressed dissatisfaction after purchasing these cherry blossom flavored foods, finding them not living up to their names. So are we? Okay, so what exactly is the taste of cherry blossom flavored foods? We're talking about floral flavors, right?
Yeah, I'm actually recently on Weibo, the hashtag Don't Ever Buy Cherry Blossom Flavored Food received over 290 million views. I think people usually think that food tastes better when it looks good, but that's not the case for cherry blossom flavored ones. I'll just go with the conclusion. Actually, the cherry blossom flavor you taste is actually the creation of the developer's imagination. The truth is cherry blossoms hardly have any flavor at all. And I think many people, they opt for these cherry blossom flavored foods it's not just the flavor itself, but they are seeking this spring vibe and also the flavor of spring, probably.
Based on my experience, most of the cherry blossom flavored foods are presented in a sweet, almost peach-like manner, I think. I tried some of the cherry blossom flavored ice cream. Mm-hmm. I think they're fine. Of course, there is also a very, you know, obvious characteristic, which is that these things have to be pink.
Yes. Okay. That's like a feature there. And apparently it's not that cherry blossoms can't be added to food, but they're usually processed fresh, dried, or pickled. And this method is costly and doesn't yield a strong aroma. Mm. And therefore, the economical way and to, you know, just to see so many foods be able to enjoy or at least, you know, hold the title of cherry blossom flavor, then it's artificial. And I guess people must know that.
And actually, back in 2022, China's National Health Commission approved the use of kanzan flower. Actually, this is a type of cherry blossom as food ingredients. But after that, in most cases, the cherry blossom flavor we taste relies solely on edible flavorings, not the blossom themselves included in the food manufacturing. So when it comes to the flavoring drinks or food after the cherry blossom, it's basically left to the creator to give flavor to the iconic flower. Like you should mention, probably it tastes like peach. And in some cases, it's sweet and a bit sour.
So we're essentially talking, we're essentially saying that, sure, the flavor's one thing, but it's good business, right?
Of course. I think FOMO is the thing that is among these reasons. And most of these business operators will say that it is a seasonal limited product. And then a lot of people will just go for it because coupled with this tendency of flock to things with limited availability, I think people will just... And also it's Instagrammable. It's pink,
It's spring.
Yeah, and also actually there's a term for it. It's called cherry blossom economy in Chinese, 樱花经济.
It originated
from Japan, which is known for this iconic flower. But in China too, we have seen places like Wuhan. It's developing its economy around the spring season to capitalize on, I think, people's appreciation not only for the flowers itself, but also for the food products.
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned season limited because... Yeah, I think that creates a certain feeling of urgency that if you don't get it now, never. Well, just wait until next year. But who has the time to wait, right? And also, this reminds me of pumpkin spice latte because, you know, that flavor is now almost associated so closely with the season of fall. And we probably know which company came up with that. So it's really interesting, you know, how flavoring actually does contribute to our consumption decisions. I'm He Young. Thank you so much, Xing Yu and Yu Shun, for joining the discussion. We'll see you next time.